The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, I've got a few questions we're going to get to for Craig, and then we've got
what's there's
got to
be some gems.
There's a couple of good ones in here. I've edited, I've added, I've helped, and we'll just include it in What Would Brady Do as we speak right now. What would Brady do? That's right. What would Brady do? The most moral man in all of Phoenix is here to solve your problems and the questions I have from some listeners here and from me. This one's from me. I like this one. I've rented my Airbnb to a family of Eagles fans. What do you suggest I use to get the smell out after they leave?
Oh, my God.
You can ask any of the Chiefs.
Can I get you on camera asking the question so yes. It's not me asking it?
I'll do it. Yeah, you could say, hey, a friend of mine has this question.
Yeah, Holmberg,
hold me up. I'll do it. This one says, every office in America, you can ask either team, every office in America has the employee that makes them nervous that someday he's going to snap. Known as the office weirdo. Who is that on your team?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
That's like a similar...
Because they could have some fun with that if they wanted that.
Because sure. Everybody's got an office weirdo. Yeah. Every time you say it, you're like, we know who every guy in this room is thinking of the person when we say office weirdo without, you know, naming him.
That's a great question.
His name is Greg Wilson.
Yeah. Loves cocaine.
Chopping it up.
He's cleaning the corners of the floor with his face.
The chopper. You know what's funny? I think Greg is here this week.
Is he? Well, we'll bring him in if he's out.
I'm performing at Stir Crazy on Thursday. I think he's there the next day.
All right. Well, maybe. Depends on his behavior, right?
Yeah.
And then he'll be at the Chop House.
Which one of the Eagles or Chiefs players, depending on who you ask, is more likely going to be notorious in this game for the play that ruins everything?
Ooh, ask that of any team?
Either one.
Ask them, obviously, about the other team, right?
Who's going to wreck it for them?
Who's going to wreck it for them?
You don't have anybody.
And that, I can tell you right now from my experience, you're not going to get
them. No, they're a quality team. You know, we just got to mind our own business.
No one will give anyone a... And it's funny because this whole thing becomes a Jedi mind trick. How do I go around
them.
Their diplomacy.
O.J. Simpson said, you're going to win the game. Does that make you want to throw it?
Hey, Twitter world. Hey, Twitter world. I got an idea. Eagles going to win this game, Craig.
Eagles going to win. And,
if I got to be honest, you know what bothers me is that he's always right on everything.
He's never wrong. You watch him, you're like, Jesus, he's making great points. Stop making great points.
I feel like he's going to snap.
I got this whole...
What did he say about Roe versus Wade?
I disagree. You know, this whole Roe versus Wade thing, I think they got this thing wrong, if I'm going to be honest. I think women have the right to choose, unless it comes down to who they date or what they wear. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you should be allowed to kill anything until it's like in its 30s.
I guess it comes down to, I don't know where life begins, but I know where it ends. Have a good holiday. All right, let's see.
I'm just saying. The last one when the Bills were playing their final playoff game, his patio was decked out for this big party. He's the only one there.
He's the only one that'll be on camera. There's people behind camera. Like, I love OJ's parties, but I'm not going on
there's
camera.
There's probably hundreds of people on the other side of the camera.
I'm just having a party and nobody. Anyway,
now OJ's key party.
That being said, any of you in this room this week, you're out at a restaurant.
Yes, I'd be best friends with him in seconds.
100%.
Absolutely. Yes,
absolutely.
100 for the story.
Yeah.
You do it for the story.
Well, that's another question. Then ask one of the running backs for either team. If O.J. Simpson took you under his wing and gave you football advice and wanted to hang out, would you go meet with him?
Now, I'm not trying to be a puss.
You're being a puss.
But these are the kind of questions, the O.J. questions, where someone could get...
Quit talking about O.J.
Yes.
You're... Right. They know what you're doing.
But I admire the question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson. What do you buy, O.J., at the bar? A screwdriver? What are you offering?
It's a good one.
O.J. says you're going to win the game. Do you throw it now?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Does that
question.
Make you kind of want to throw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like renting the Eagles fans and getting the smell
out. How do you get the smell
like
out?
The office employee is a good one. Mm-hmm. You've got some gems here, Craig. If you get in tonight, that's how it works.
I remember Russell Wilson, notoriously robotic.
Yeah, well, he's not a human being.
And I thought, I'm going to sneak in a joke, make him laugh.
Yeah.
Then when I get him to laugh, I'll throw in a question when he puts his guard down. And the thing that made him laugh was I said, Russell, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. Anyone who knows you knows that you're a man of faith. Am I right? And he said, absolutely. And I said, okay. Have you ever seen Cam Chancellor hit somebody so hard that you went, oh my God. We got to pray for that guy. And he started laughing, and I go, all right. And Russell, who on the Seahawks most needs to go to church? And he went, I'm not touching that. Like, he thought about it for a second and said, I'm not touching
He's got his list.
He knows.
Yeah, he's got
all
his
of
list.
Them. Yeah, it's a tough one because they're so cut and dry. And then they kind of want it to be fun, but then they take all the fun away. But we're going to get you a few. We'll get you some more. If you have anything, we can fire them over. Holmberg at 98KUPD.com, and we can give them to Craig Gass as he wanders around this evening looking for people to annoy, which is what you're going to do. What are your questions you got all lined up? You got anything good?
About the Eagles fans is the focus. Yeah. That's what I want the whole video, because I want every video to be. A couple years ago, my focus was my birthday is always 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. I walked around to all the Rams and Patriots players and said, my birthday's in 2 weeks. How do I look like you in 2 weeks?
That's pretty solid.
And there was a guy from the Rams who said, pray to Jesus. before I even finished the question. But the best response was Rob Gronkowski, who looked at me and he went, oh, and he looked me up and down and he said, how long do you have? And I said, and I put the microphone in his face and I went, 2 weeks? And he goes, oh, wow. Okay, like off the top, 1,000 burpees a day. And I go, what? And I put the mic bag in his face. He goes, yeah, 1,000, like for sure.
14,000 burpees should put you over the
but
top.
But like, I'm going to go
Gronk
from
style.
This
to Gronk,
to Gronk in 2 weeks.
So I think it's possible, bro.
He probably believes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000 burpees a day.
That's hilarious.
To start. To start,
to kick you off. That's the first thing.
The first thing.
You're not done. Yeah. Your workout's not over. It's time for What Would Brady Do as we work through these questions. It's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. M&P Guns right inside there if you want to go down there and do like Brett did and build your own. They've got that whole system in place for you. Save some money doing that and learn a whole bunch about the gun you're actually getting. Learn how to clean it. Learn how to handle it. Learn all of its mechanics. Easy enough. They're all certified and ready to go. Plus, they got all that great stuff inside their store, which is brand new and beautiful on 12th Street and Indian School. MoMoneyPawn.com. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
Craig, you can help at any
time.
All right. Dear Brady, hair plugs and hair treatment. I'm 30. I'm balding fast, and I have a flat, weird bald head. Or spruce up the fiance's cans.
Bill. Mm.
Now, a friend of mine recently just had hair plugs put in.
How do they look?
About nothing's happening yet. About $15,000 is what.
Have
it is.
You ever?
There's a couple of new things available. There's a new gel that's
Yeah, don't trust it. If you're already bald, it doesn't work.
Like chia spread. It grows your hair naturally.
It doesn't. You're watching too much late night TV.
I realize by asking this question that there may be a potential advertiser here at the station.
That's right.
But have you ever seen it work well?
Not for people going from bald to something. But for people. Yes,
so thin hair.
If they've got hair.
Yeah.
And they fix it.
Yeah.
I've seen that work out.
Well, we have one guy that swears by the capulus. You wear that hat.
Yeah.
You got to wear it twice a day. I think you do 30 minutes.
The red light hats.
Yeah.
And that's proven therapy to keep hair healthy.
But you constantly have to do that.
But wait, what's going on in the cap? What, is there something in the cap?
It's red light therapy.
Red lights in there.
So it works if you like
helps Brett, stimulate.
Brett's got great hair. And if he wore that, his hair would be healthier. But if you're bald like Brady and me and you, you got nothing. Because that would be called a cure and there isn't one. Or do you get his fiance new cans? What would you do? You got a flat, weird, bald head.
How far along is he again?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
As far as what?
Because
hair loss and pregnancy?
Yeah,
what,
huh?
With the hair loss.
Oh,
like if it's completely gone, because then that's a total change when you put that. I've seen some of those hair replacements.
Which is the it's the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
That if you're fully bald, it might be a waste of money.
That's right.
But if you're just thinning,
just
maybe.
Just starting to thin.
What would
now you can
do?
Touch it up. If you're just starting to thin a little bit and it's showing, I would touch it up.
But
I don't think it'll run you $15,000.
It does.
The only hesitation on the fiance thing is if she gets him before you're married.
Yeah, you got to do it when
sayonara.
You're married. You no fiance.
You got to do it.
You don't trust her.
Well.
Girls are bitches, man.
Girls are whores.
Girls are. All of a sudden, she's
you're dropping that money on her
kid. Not to everybody.
Yeah.
Come on, not with Devin Booker in town. No, I'm not doing that.
With Booker
every
in
day
town,
Halloween. No.
Just handing them out to everybody that shows up.
Just a dirty slut. You know how women are.
You're plunking out the money early on. You're setting a precedence for what you're going to have for the rest of them.
How about this? She pays for her own cans. You pay for your own hair. I don't hear her offering up money for your hair. So you pay for your hair. And if she wants to buy her own cans, she can do that. And I know that seems like a bad idea, but Brady's right. You never send a woman to school, and you never buy her cans. Fact.
Well, you know what that broad's going to say. Well, you are going to enjoy them too, so you should kick
for
in.
For a while.
Yeah.
Well, then.
What a Chicago statement.
Yeah. You know what that broad's getting. He's loaded with those.
Opens his mouth and goes, well,
you know what the broads are going to do.
And when you get in the age.
Welcome to Brett.
Sour, spoiled milk.
Yeah, it's great theory. He's like, men age like wine and women age like milk. She's expired.
I'm not racist, but let me say something.
Oh, if I was, that'd be hilarious. Yeah.
don't do that, especially for a fiance. I don't even think you should buy your wife cans. I think in this day and age of all this equality and nonsense, you should not be the one responsible. And if you do, you get paperwork that says you get one back.
But every woman listening.
On the split.
You get a half.
Every woman listening to this is thinking the same thing about the guy getting the hair treatment.
Yeah.
What are you trying to look better for if you're engaged? Like, why?
Just personal stuff. I mean,
that's the same thing with boobs.
Here's the
good point.
Then the difference would be, like, if you turn around, if you said, I'm thinking about getting my hair tweaked or getting a piece, and she says, I love your hair the way that it's at.
But it's not going
to
stay that way.
Would you get the hair done?
Yeah. Because
I think your hair looks great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying that, you can tell the woman that's like, I love your breasts.
Yeah.
I think they're great right now. They're still
come
getting.
Come on. No woman believes that.
Well, I know.
No woman believes that. No one believes
that. Whatever you say.
Whatever you're saying, it's like, and you don't believe it either. If you're saying, God, these are the best breasts ever. But if you want to add to them, it's like a house. It's like 3,000 square foot house you love, but you're like, somebody wants to throw on 1,100 square feet in a game room.
Yeah.
You're going to take that.
Spinners on your car?
Yeah, it is. It's you're going to be all for it. No, and I don't care what your wife's boobs look like right now. If she said she wanted to make them bigger and a little bit stronger, you'd be like, yeah, that's okay. It's very tempting, but she should pay for that. Kick in half.
Yeah.
Get one back. You got to be smart about this.
I just love that the girl is going to look better, and it's...
Oh, man, but you know what happens when they look better.
Right. That's a good point, too, Craig's making. If you put cans in her, and your big, flat, bald head's still hanging around a couple years, she's going to look at you like, man, I can upgrade in a heartbeat over old Rockhead here.
Rock.
Get your hair done. You got
I'll pitch somebody else for the glutes.
You got a good bald head, don't you, Craig, under that hat? It's round.
Well, it's shaved. And,
well, that's
it's round. Yeah.
You don't have lumps or a flat.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. I feel sorry for those guys that lose their hair and they've got lunky heads.
Weird shaped heads. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because my head is actually pretty good shape, which I'm fortunate because I have no hair.
Weird shaped head guys listening to this right now going,
oh, no, they know.
You
can put an entire meal on it, like a table. It's like flat on top and it's weird. Dear Brady, my wife decided she doesn't want to shave down there anymore. She's going old school. At first, it was sort of fun, but let me tell you this. The men of the 70s evidently had zero sensitivity to the smell because that hair holds everything.
Ooh,
that fish video you guys have been talking about.
Good.
By the way, send it to me, Brett. I think it could have starred my wife. It was a lady in it, Harry. Anyway, I want to talk to her about it, but she's big on this thing. What do you suggest, Tyler?
Talk to her about it. Don't be afraid to.
Well, get in the shower and scrub it up. Don't go down on her after hiking and a day at the house. Make sure she's showered up. And
yeah,
put some Prel in there.
In
yeah.
Some Aussie hair salad. Maybe. Yeah.
Style it up. If you're going to have it, make it work.
100% right about the hair. Yeah. That it stinks. Retains the smell. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it's just soaking in all the pee drippings.
Same thing with butt hair. Same thing with butt hair.
Very true. If your wife has butt hair, kill yourself.
Accumulate particles.
My wife's butt hair, she lets go rogue, and I'm a little... No, you lost me at wife's butt hair. She should be managing that. But if she's decided to go with the full 70s...
Because she's tired of it.
I know my wife, Pele, still has a hairy butt.
I don't know if she's tired of it. She's just going for a new thing.
Yeah, she needs to save herself. It's better to do it, to groom it.
Oh, you can groom it. You got to wash it. And it's on him to not be so excited every time she gets all fired up.
Can't help myself.
You get in the shower first because that thing stinks. Just tell her. She'd tell you.
But does that mean that she's not cleanly? I mean, she's not keeping it clean?
It means both of them are gross. Because she's willing to let him go down there without washing it, and he's willing to do it.
Well, we saw the Trout Lady video.
Exactly.
So
the two of them are disgusting.
She was groomed.
Yeah, she was, actually.
And then make it a fun thing to
family
do together.
Activity.
Yeah, let's groom it together. I'll
fun
groom
for
it
the whole family.
Yeah, let's get down there with the kids. Yeah. Some Aussie hair salon.
Spice it up.
Yeah, and we'll get some hair salad.
Mom's bush is scary.
We're gonna fix that today, Trevor.
Oh, good.
You're right at eye height too. You can really eyeball the lines.
Get the head and shoulders in there and scrub it.
Scrub it.
God, Mom, you really stink down there.
This is a phrase that every woman should know, and it's the fact that she's like, "Go ahead," and starts pushing the top of your head down there.
Older, you might need some sell some blue.
Whatever you need. Ugh.
This guy said he would switch her body wash with a bottle of Nair.
Yeah, that's a good, that's actually a good idea.
I like that idea.
Great line.
Teach that broad something.
That's right. Anyway,
keep it clean.
You're both a couple of pigs.
I ain't gonna shave it down there no more.
Who announces that? Well, you should shave. What's going on?
I ain't doing that no more. Hygiene is now secondary.
I think she's announcing to let him know. I think she's, in her mind, she thinks she's being respectful by making the announcement. Instead of just doing it, not saying anything about it, she's trying to let him know, like, hey,
I'm going
to
grow this thing out.
I've decided I don't want to
do it. And I'm not going to wash it, and you're still going to do stuff.
She's trying to communicate, it sounds like.
Ugh. Hillbilly communication.
Bad message.
Yeah, by scent.
Yeah.
She's announcing the Y is closed.
Man, thank right. God.
So, wash your wife's beef.
Yeah.
Dear Brady, my wife has asked me for a free pass for sex. You're going to like this one.
Uh-oh.
But there's a reason. I have a physical condition that makes sex not at all work for me.
Oh, no.
Not erectile dysfunction. It's just my entire ability to have sex is nearly impossible. It's been 15 months since we've done anything. It's a problem for me in a huge way. I want her to be happy. She's a sexual woman. I can't do the oral thing because it's just frustrating. We've just stopped everything.
Why is the oral thing? That's too many questions.
Yeah,
I would assume it's frustrating because it has to stop there.
Maybe the frustrating is that she's not able to finish.
Or maybe she's not excited about it because she knows.
Yeah, because she wants more than just that.
Yeah.
Maybe he lost his tongue in an accident.
That could be too.
Yeah.
That's right. It could be very possible. She's hung on for dear life, and she's at a wish.
15 months.
No tongue. Your pelvis doesn't work anymore.
Does she have a specific person that she wants to?
I don't know yet. Says she doesn't want to leave me, but she definitely wants sex. She's young. She's healthy. I can't stand the thought of her with another man, but I can't give her what she needs. I honestly haven't talked to anyone about this. What would Brady do? Wes.
Dude, how great of a contest would this be for the morning show?
Bang Wes's wife.
Bang Wes.
Not a contest because we've already got a winner. Toledo, come on. Cuck no more. Yeah,
we've talked about it before. Oof. If that would ever happen and to shut down, I would say, I can't make you. I'd feel bad to feel like you have to be celibate the whole time or can't have any action. That's not fair. I wouldn't ask that of anyone to do that on the other side either.
Right.
So, I think you got to, if you can stay together and have, like, an open marriage, which is tougher, or you got to just let it go.
Let her have at it. She doesn't want to leave you.
Hey, Omberg, it's yours truly.
Hey, Oates, what's up?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about what you guys are talking about with this gentleman, this listener. I love that you guys share these stories.
What would you do to the wife who had this problem?
Well, I don't understand why in situations like this where the woman is asking for something that you're not able to oblige with, why we don't just stab these bitches. And what's this listener's name? What's his name?
Wes. Wesley.
Oh, Wesley, if you don't have any extra, now, I have extras, I'll just say.
All right. Well, the advice from OJ is always good with the
OJ's lady. Final solution.
I'm just saying.
OJ's marital counseling always.
I will just cut the bitch's head off.
I mean, it's a solved problem.
I've always found the best way to get a girl off is to scare them by threatening their life. they always get wet, if you know what I mean. Anyways, I'm just saying.
It was just a really bad period on Nicole's porch, is what we're saying.
Oh.
Yeah, she just, you know, she was just going through a tough time. And, you know, you got to settle your marital differences, you know?
Yes.
And if someone else gets involved, they got to go too. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I got to get that guy.
Do you think, you know, you couldn't do it? Your pelvis stops working for some reason? Like, you can't make the motions?
Like, I'm not... I wouldn't ask my wife to stay with me through thick or thin on that.
But if she says I don't want to leave you.
If she still has those desires.
But
that would be a tough one.
I'd have to.
Unbelievably tough one.
Yeah.
Hopefully I would could maybe adjust to it, but I don't think
what if she comes back like limping?
Exactly.
Just.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one.
Oh, just gassed
comes
out.
Comes back limping.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
my
tired.
God.
Was she hanging out with Lex Steele
Where
all weekend or
been
what?
Been all day.
Oh, you know, we made a deal, remember?
Oh, right. The dicks. How was it?
And that was just...
Very tired.
That was just the backup.
I noticed you have a lot of appointments.
It wasn't even the starters.
I gotta go to bed.
It's 5:30.
I know. I gotta go to bed.
Remember that girl that came out and said that she'd had sex with all the sons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, and she named all the players and described this crazy...
And then they got good.
And
they're going to bring her back. That was when they sucked. That was in the bubble.
Late season rally.
That's right.
And she slept with all of them, and then they went 8-0 in the bubble and came back to the championship the next year.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Brett, you would. What would Brett do? This is always a good one. What would Brett do if your pelvis doesn't work no more?
These buds.
Hang myself.
Would you just kill yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What's the point of going on?
Yeah,
Brett
exactly.
makes a good point. Wes, Brett has suggested potential suicide. That's why we play What Would Brady Do? What are you going to do? Your pelvis don't work? What are you still wandering my earth
Yeah, exactly.
For?
Here's a rope. What use are you now?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Get it fixed, man.
I don't know what
to
do.
Well, you do whatever you can to try to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
I don't know.
What if he has another year left?
Of living?
No, but like it's been 15 months and it takes
what
another
is
12
this
months.
Facilitated Izzy, though.
Yeah.
Like he can't move it at all?
Like
is he bedridden or what?
Dysfunction means like nothing works right.
It's got to be so some
maybe
kind
it's
of accident.
So his crank doesn't.
I don't know. I don't want to get into it too much with him.
Because if that's the case, she can just jump up there and.
These are questions you should ask the Chiefs or Eagles tonight.
Wesley can't bang his wife.
Yeah. My friend Wesley cannot have sex physically anymore.
Wesley, can you also send a phone number?
Yeah. And, we'd like to talk to your wife a little bit about this and see what she's going through. Maybe take her to lunch. And then, you know.
Give her a good railing.
Fill her up with advice. we want to rail your wife for you, Wesley. We'll do it. We're good people.
It would be an honor.
We love our listeners that much. We'll take the misery from you and we'll place it right inside. We'll just bury the pain in your wife.
Bury.
Oh, God. You've been in the bathroom quite a while, hon.
Yeah, Wes, it's... I'm just full. I gotta be honest.
You never did that when we were married.
I just need to lay down.
You want to go to a movie or something?
Wes, can I borrow your wheelchair?
You have a nice pack.
What do you mean you can't sit down? What is that?
He's giving Brady's voice.
What do you mean you can't sit down?
Just, Wesley, you don't understand. I mean, this was... Have you been to blacked.com? Because I have.
Oh, no. What's on that website?
Honey, I need to talk to you about some of your searches.
Sorry, Wesley. I feel bad. The guy's sitting home listening for the advice, and we're
Wesley,
like...
Wesley's talking to his wife or his fiance?
His wife.
His wife. Every once in a while she gets a text, she looks at her phone, just smiles.
Oh, I've
what was that?
I gotta go. Don't you want to finish watching Your Honor?
Errands.
Your Honor's the new one's out. No. No. I don't want to watch that anymore.
I'll be back.
I know
the wheel's on in an hour. You gonna be back?
I know where you're going.
Oh. She comes back. Let me just grab this shoehorn.
What do you need the shoehorn
Are
for?
Are you cooking over at Carol's? What's with all the butter?
We're cooking.
The butter and the drill.
We're making very hardware-based cookies.
Mixing. I know what you're doing.
That's every day she leaves the house, Wes is going to say that.
You're not going to Carol's. I know where you're going.
What a horrible predicament.
Have you been eating Little Debbie's? There's cream stuff all over you. Little cream pie.
Yes, I was cream pie.
Oh, okay. That sounds delicious.
Yes, okay. Good night, Wesley.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
Good night, Wesley.
I know where you've been.
Your nose is bleeding. Oh, my God. Has it still got blood on it?
It should be that door sound over and over and over again.
It's 6 in the morning. Where are you going? I know where you're going.
Miserable.
Hey.
Maybe Brett's right.
See?
Someone spilled milk in the toilet again. I know what you're doing. I can't take it.
That's a lifelong thing. If you're not going to fix it on your own, that is a lifelong thing. Just, and that's...
This sound. It's going to break your heart every time.
Over and over and over.
Wes, can I borrow $20 for valet? I've got to go park in an apartment. I know where. Here it's in my... Where you're going. Goodbye.
But he gets to watch Your Honor uninterrupted, which is a good show.
Don't forget your birth control.
My God.
Yeah, it's pretty
poor bad. Wesley.
Hanger? Towels? Butter? I know what you're going to do.
Wesley is really looking for advice. He's just sitting next to his radio like Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Tears just welling up.
Wesley,
in his eyes.
You just have to accept your role. And I think, Craig, you had the best advice. Just get that fixed.
Just get it fixed.
Figure out how to get it fixed.
And then
no
also,
matter what.
The other word that comes up a lot in these situations is just acceptance. This is your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Make the most of it by recognizing you can't go any further than this, so get great at the oral thing.
Be the greatest oral guy that ever
and
lived.
Please your wife.
It's tough to carry. You want to please them, but you should do that.
And if she's not pleased by it, just that, try harder. Then hang yourself. But don't take Brett's advice until at least December. You got to put in a good 10 months of work here.
Give it a shot.
10 months of like you really burying it down there.
If there's a story of a mass shooting,
look, he's going to miss
gonna be
Wesley.
Going,
this guy's shooting blanks.
Don't
nothing about this guy shooting that I'm scared of.
I can't even do that.
I ain't afraid of anything Wesley's shooting. It just looked like his gun's throwing up
man.
A little bit.
Holmberg for three.
Thank you from downtown. There you go. That is what Brady did. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.